Welcome to another episode of the Roughly Related to Reselling podcast. My name is Perry Phillips. I go by Pothead Picker on Instagram. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, like, follow, share, whatever the fuck you do. Tell your friends and just kind of, you know, spread the good word. Last episode I had a guest. I've gotten to the point where I don't really like having guests. I love Jameson. But I, you know, it's kind of nice to do the podcast by yourself every week. I don't know what is causing this thing to spaz out, so let me see. Anyway, I hope everything's hooked up. Trying again for video. One of these days I'm going to get this right and figure it out. You know, as always. Oh, shit. Ah, there we go. I fucked up already. So, video now. Now we go. Anyway, there's only 59 minutes left on the video anyway. So, there's like, I needed to kill a minute anyway. But anyway. So, yeah. I much rather do the solo podcast. I had fun doing it with Jay. I think the beginning was a little bit kind of slow. It got better towards the end. I wanted to listen to it, and yeah, so I hope, I don't know, I hope you liked it. If not, I don't really care, because I'm probably going to do more guest episodes in the future. So I'm going to be going on vacation this weekend, but oh goodness. It's a, it's a place that has a lot of yard sales. I looked already. So it's Las Vegas, and I've only been to Vegas one other time, and it was just quick. So the first time I went to Vegas, it was like, I remember when it was. It was April something, 2015. When was the Boston Marathon bombing? Because it was like that weekend. So we went to the Grand Canyon, and we went longer than I would have liked to go to the Grand Canyon, but it was whatever. It was like way back in the day. I'd never been, hadn't been to too many places. And so we went, and we had to meet up with my girlfriend at the time. It was now my wife. It was her cousin, and we had to meet up with her and drive in her car. And we left my bag of shoes in our car when we were unloading everything into her car. And yeah, fucking, so that sucked. So didn't have shoes. So we get to the Grand Canyon, and I'm looking we were looking everywhere on the ride, because we drove from LA, and I'm looking everywhere for fucking shoes, and there's like nothing. Well, we didn't realize that I didn't have shoes until we got there. That's what happened. I got there because I was wearing flip-flops or whatever, just like slides for the ride, and then when we got there, that's when I realized, oh shit, I don't have my shoes. Like, so had to do the whole Grand Canyon experience in flip-flops, like just real American trash. And then so we stayed there for a few days, and then we went to go leave, and we were supposed to go to Vegas on that Sunday, and we were gonna like spend the day in Vegas and then the night, and you know, then head out shortly after. My kids got pink eye. I hope I don't have fucking pink eye. Got like crusties in my eye and shit. And so we go to leave, and my girlfriend's cousin comes to our room like super early, and she's like, the fucking car won't start. And so we like, I don't know shit about cars. Her husband didn't really know that much about it. We looked at it, like, couldn't figure shit out, like, had to get it towed, basically. And the closest town was, like, Flagstaff, Arizona. And so we're in the car with this dude. So he has to drive us. He tows the car. And it's, like, it's a long fucking drive. And so we're driving. And I'm sitting in the back seat, and I notice, and one of the guys that we're with is like a, you know, he's like a mixed martial art fighter and shit. So like he can handle himself and shit. So I wasn't really worried too much about that, but we're driving and I look and I see this dude's on like his back, the back of his neck. He's got a fucking like Nazi swastika tattoo. And I'm like, oh shit, this dude's a fucking Nazi. So I like, it's me and the girls in the back and the dude who knew how to fight was in the front. So I like kind of like nudged my wife's cousin, and I'm like trying to indicate without like pointing out that I can see this dude's tattoo. And so she sees it, shows my wife, and we're just like, so they started freaking out, like not freaking out, but like they were saying that they were like, we all kind of kept our cool. So then we got there, and as soon as we got out of the car, one of the girls was like, do we tip him? And I was like, no, you don't fucking tip him. He's a fucking Nazi. And I said it loud enough for him to hear me. But at that point, we were already there, so I didn't care. I wouldn't have said it in the car because that just would have been dumb. So, but yeah, that was fucking. So then we were spent the day in Flagstaff, the only place that was open. They fixed it. And we were like, it took forever for them to fix it. So we finally got on the road. Got to Las Vegas. I bought some shoes at like Ross Dress for Less because I had flip flops still. And then gambled for a little bit. Didn't make any money. And then the next day I woke up with like the worst hangover ever. I didn't even drink that much, but I woke. Fuck, I just kicked the camera. My bad. But I woke up with a really, really, really bad hangover. And then I remember the Boston Marathon bombing happened. Because that was something I've been to a few times. We used to go back in the day. And so that was just, I remember every, you know, I remember exactly what weekend it was. So this will be my first time back since then. And I'm pretty excited about that because we're bringing the kids. So, you know, I can't really get too crazy. So it kind of keeps me in check. And I'm hoping that I can sell some of this. I have like an offer on these records that I got this weekend that would, you know, more than double my money. But it's, I'm hoping that I can get a little bit more. So I just put them on Facebook Marketplace for $1,000, you know, which is like under $8 a record. And like a lot of them sell for 20. You know, to $40. So like 1,000 isn't a crazy number. I had this girl offer me 500. It's somebody that I reached out to that bought some records for me recently. So I told her, you know, if worse comes to worse, I'll let her know because I want to get rid of them quick. So I might message her tomorrow and see if she can go a little bit higher and just try to get as much. If I can get 600, then three times my money, you know, in a couple days, that's pretty solid. Because it's just taking up space, you know what I mean? I don't need a giant box of records. Then I have like 4 boxes of shit from my wife's grandmother's house that they said we could take. So I'm going to sell that stuff and try to get some shit sold. I need to list right after this. I had to, you know, once again get this shit in as quick as I could. Because we're currently nap time in the house. But we went to the playground today, so they were pretty, you know, pretty good running around. I can't see the other kid on the monitor, but I'm pretty sure she's still there. So the neighbor's kids, well, the neighbor and the kids, his kids met up with us at the playground, so they got to play with their friends from next door. So it's nice because we got like, they have kids pretty much almost exactly the same age. You know, they're just off by like a little bit. The two oldest are off by a few months, and the two youngest are like a month exactly. So they got like some little friends right next door, which is nice. They all get along. So they stopped by and the kids ran around. Now hopefully they can fucking get a nap. But yeah, it's like in this, I think it's over 60 today. The eclipse was yesterday. I was fucking like an idiot. I was looking up at it and like, you know, just out of like habit, I took the, instead of looking down and taking the glasses off, I took the glasses off as I was still looking at the shit, and it just like fucking blasted me in the face real quick, as if my eyes aren't bad enough. So that was really stupid, but yeah, that was yesterday. So today's really nice. We were outside earlier, so after I finish up this, I got a couple things to do, and then I'm gonna go get these kids to go for a walk and then play. Maybe go for like a nature walk. So it's starting to become yard sale season. That's what I was getting at, is that yard sale season has happened, started up. I got, so yeah, I got those records. So the sale posted like the night before, and they showed that they had like a stack of records, and like, normally I wouldn't feel confident enough to like buy that many records, but I just sold some records that were in shittier condition, and you know, I was kind of, you know, at the price, because I went up, and so I get there, and like an idiot, I broke the fucking rule. I didn't get gas beforehand the night before, and I should have. And so when I was going to go to the sale, like an idiot, I stopped for gas before I went to the sale, and I should have just gone to the sale, because there was no other sale right afterwards. It was pretty early. But I didn't. So I stopped, and I get to the sale, and I'm the first one there. I get out, and I start walking down the driveway. It's a long-ass driveway, and all of a sudden, a car pulls up after me, and I can hear them, like, getting out hella quick. So I'm like, fuck, I, like, speed walk, get to the front, and, like, ask the guy if he's open, because I don't want to just start digging through his shit. Piss him off. He's like, yeah. So I go to right to the records, and I should have just been like, how much for all of them at that, right at that point, but like, I didn't know what it was yet, so I started looking. It's all classic rock, and the dude comes up right next to me. So they were all in like these plastic bundles, so like I grabbed as many as I could. I ended up with more than the other dude. They got like four of them, but I got like, I don't know, seven or eight bundles. So ended up paying $200 for those, and then I also got some like old game books, like tabletop game books and graphic novel type shit. So I looked up those, and those should like at least make back half, if not more, of my money. So that was a good start to Saturday. And then I went to an estate sale. The house kind of smelled like cigarette smoke. It was like 8 minutes from my house, so it was nice, but the house kind of smelled like cigarettes. And the way that they did it, so I don't know if you've been to an estate sale like this or not, but they do like, you can text them, so you'll text and they will put you on the list. So, you know, if you sign up for their email list or whatever, and as soon as the new ones come out, and if it's something that you want to go to, you just put yourself on the list right away. Last time I did it, like, a few weeks in advance, I was, like, 14, which was crazy. But there was only 40 people that went to the sale. So I still got in and got everything I had seen, because I didn't see much from the pictures. But I ended up finding a bunch of vintage T-shirts. It wasn't anything crazy. They all smelled like cigarette smoke, but I actually cleaned them, and because I didn't pay much for it all. And I ended up getting, like, a sealed set of earbuds, like Bose, and so those go for good money, so I'm hoping to sell those soon. That pays for everything I got at that estate sale. And there was like a triple fat goose. Sorry for saying like so much, I'm just fucking trying to speed through this. And there was a triple fat goose NFL Chicago Bears, like a vintage jacket. It's pretty fucking sick looking. Looks pretty old, but so I'm trying to get, I got the cigarette smoke out of the other ones, and that this one I don't know if it's going to get out all the way. It might still have that kind of lingering. It almost smells like the 90s, you know, some of those houses in the 90s. You walk in and it just smells like fucking cigarettes, and smells like they've been doing using heavy laundry trying to get that cigarette smoke out. So that's kind of what it smells like. But I used some baking soda and let it soak for a little bit, and that's what got the smell out of the t-shirts. Like the smell on the t-shirts, it's completely gone. So I was pretty happy about that. And didn't pay much for everything. Then I got this Simpsons plush. It's like a Ralph Wiggum with his finger up his nose. So I think I looked it up and it goes for like 40 or 50 bucks, but I'm trying to get the smell out of that. So we'll see how that goes. I don't want to put the stuff out in the sun because I don't know if that like will get rid of make the color fade, but we'll see. Who knows? So, and then I went to one more sale a little bit after that. I don't think I got much there. Yeah, I got some marbles and they weren't great. It was, you know, just a generic bag of marbles. So already making poor purchases. First actual yard sale day of the year. And then this weekend, going to Vegas. So there's not a ton of sales in my neighborhood. There's a big sale going on Saturday that I'm going to miss, but it's honestly not the best. It's, you know, I think I talked about this before, maybe not, but condominiums, a lot of times they're not great because people already have downsized. And so you go there and it's just a lot of bullshit that they, you know, home decor shit, extra tiles from a fucking project that they thought that they were going to do. You know, stupid shit like that, that, you know, maybe somebody else can sell, but not me. And so this weekend, Vegas is like, there's so many, like I looked at the map and there's just so many sales, a bunch of community sales. So I'm pretty excited about that. It's funny that I'm at like the point in my life. Normally, if you go to Vegas, you're like, I'm going to get fucked up and gamble and blah, 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 blah. I was trying to get cash together to, you know, buy shit while we're there. And so, yeah. Now, going to, like, you know, going there as an adult with kids. I know we got to bring the kids, which is whatever. It's fun doing shit with them. I don't really mind. Keeps me in check a little bit. I can't just act like a crazy fucking degenerate. I am probably going to do some fucking fun stuff, if you know what I mean, but I got to kind of keep it, you know, PG-13, if you know what I'm saying. So, anyway, I'm looking forward to that. I'm hoping to find some good shit. We're bringing an empty suitcase. So we just so happened to get one in the last storage unit. I just actually met somebody today with some stuff on Facebook Marketplace from the storage unit. So that last storage unit I got actually pretty much has been paid for with just a couple of things. You know, the lady bought a bunch of stuff at my sale. So I talked a little bit about my sale, but I was drunk and on an edible. I ate five of them. I was like, I didn't think they were working, and then all of a sudden they started working. So by that point, we had already started podcasting, and it just kind of, you know, it is what it is. But anyway, yeah, this lady came, and I had bought that storage unit the day before. There's all types of home decor shit, like these ugly-ass pillowcases and all types of stuff, and she just bought a bunch of it. It's fucking crazy. I was so excited to sell a bunch of shit I didn't think it was going to sell. And, yeah, I love getting rid of a bunch of shit, but my basement is a fucking mess. That's where I keep all my shit because it just flooded. So we just finished our taxes. So we're getting some money back for taxes. And, I recommend getting a tax person if you have a reselling business because they just, you know, you just kind of explain to them what you need and they just kind of are really good about it. So he So when we get that money back, we're going to try to get this basement looked at, because it's just keeps flooding every fucking time it gets a lot of rain, and there's been a lot of rain. So I don't know if it's a matter of like, it's just more rain than usual. It's, you know, just fucking a ton of rain or what, but it's really annoying. Like, nothing's getting ruined because everything's up off the floor, but we just have to keep moving shit and, you know, putting towels down to clean up the water. I need to get a shop vac. But then, even then, it's like you're still having to do all this shit to get this water cleaned out. So, it's, yeah. So, my buddy's going to be coming out soon to stay and do some stuff for us, help us with some stuff around the house, because he's handy with shit. So, hoping to get a bunch of shit done. I don't think the basement will be one of the things, but I'm going to try and organize a little bit better. So, anyway, yeah. And then Friday, so I'm just jumping all over the place. This last Friday, I went to, it was like a estate sale at a hoarder house. And I think that the guy running the sale probably went through. Like, the house seemed like it should have had more cool shit than what it had. I don't think I really got much at this house. But it was one that you had to make an appointment for. And when you did, he ended up postponing the sale. So it was supposed to be last week. Postponed it. And then it was like this week. And yeah, it just felt like he probably went through and got some of the good, better things out of there. Because I always look at the people's profiles and shit and see what it says. You know, see if they're sellers or... because I don't want to waste my time at a sale if it's just a reseller getting rid of some bullshit. And in his thing, it said something like he's a treasure hunter, you know, blah, 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 blah. So it's like, if you're doing shit like that and you're, you know, looking for stuff, then you're going to take the good shit and then... because the house seemed like it had been gone through. You know what I mean? It was like there was stuff everywhere. And so, yeah, it was kind of a disappointing sale. But then Saturday was good. And then Sunday there was a sale that was supposed to be Saturday, but the weather sucked. And so I was looking forward to that one because I always usually get some good stuff there, but the weather kind of fucked it up. And then Sunday was the day that they did it, and only two houses did it, and they didn't really have a bunch of shit. The first house I got some shit like 2 years ago from, but he had like a bunch of sports cards, but he knew kind of pricing on everything. And I have so many sports cards, but I got rid of a ton of those sports cards. I had so many, like I had like a half a pallet of fucking sports cards that I got for free that I sold at the yard sale. So I was pretty happy about that. And, yeah, I just hope these records, I can move them by tomorrow. So if worse comes to worse, I'll just reach out to that person with the, they have like a store, and just be like, hey, come get them today for this much money and see what happens. But who knows? So yeah, that was this past weekend. And the weekend prior was when I had my sale. So I don't think I got to any sales. There wasn't really anything going on Sunday. I'm supposed to be doing an estate sale for a family member. So it's not really, nobody passed away. They're just downsizing and selling the house. But yeah, I don't know if that's definitely happening or not. We'll see. So they were talking about getting a dumpster. Like that was their plan, was to just get a dumpster. So like, if you're going to do that, I can help you sell stuff and at least make money to pay for your dumpster. You know, worst comes to worst. And then, you know, worst case scenario, you make some more money that you weren't going to make. But we'll see what happens. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this weekend. There's a ton of sales. I don't know shit about the area. I'm going to try to research online. I know there's a few YouTubers from Las Vegas. But, you know, I'm so big, I don't know who, if you've run into, I'd know a couple of them if I ran into them. I would say hi, say what's up. You know what I mean? But, yeah, we'll see. I'm going to do a little bit of gambling. My goal is to learn how to play craps before we go to Vegas. I don't know how to play craps. I've played it once with my old boss when I worked at this company. And he knew what he was doing, so he kind of explained it. But that was the only time I played. Other than a time I played, tried to play drunk and just like walk up to the table knowing nothing, hoping somebody would explain it to me. But I've watched like a video. I think the neighbor was trying to explain it to me, but I suck with games. I have to like be playing them to understand how they work. And only then, after playing them a few times, will I finally get it. So I don't know why my brain isn't wired for games like that. Video games I can play all day. But stuff like that, it's just, I'll figure it out though. I'll watch a couple YouTube videos on the YouTubes. So yeah, that's what's been going on. eBay's been annoying the fuck out of me. So I got like neutral feedback, which doesn't technically mess up your positive. So, you know, it still says 100% positive. Doesn't say like, you know, 99% positive or whatever. But if people see it, it's still, you know, they can still see it. And all they wrote was, item got lost in the mail, which is, it's like, yeah, that, I get that that was your experience, but that has nothing to do with me as a seller and shouldn't, you know what I mean? Like, it should be able to be removed because I'm just, you know what I mean? I have no control over it. I even went above and beyond what most people would do and fucking did a missing mail search, was in like contact with the person and this, that, and the other. And of course they left it neutral. I was thinking about sending one to be like, hey, can you, you know, resubmit, whatever, whatever. But then I was worried that they would do a negative, you know what I mean, just to be an asshole. Because I think there was something up with them. They were like, not up with them, you know, whatever. They were just, immediately thought it was lost. As soon as I put, you know, whatever, whatever, they immediately assumed that it had been lost in their communication with me. I was like, well, I've never, you know, I didn't say it. I almost said it, but I was like, I don't want this to be the time that I'm like wrong. You know what I mean? So I almost said like, you know, I've never lost anything in the mail. And so then of course it took forever, kept, you know, I'd submitted a missing mail search. They kept sending a message like, hey, it's lost. Can you refund me? And I'm like, I can't do that until they deem it. You know what I mean? Because they have to tell me that I can do the insurance claim. And so I have to wait until it is like, you know, deemed lost before it goes through. So I had one thing lost and now I have another thing. I'm like, how is this like a new thing that's happening? Like, why is this keep happening? I've never had anything lost before. Nothing. And so this, I have it's a poster. It's a big ass fucking tube. And it was supposed to go to California. It showed up in California and then disappeared. Did a missing mail search and it was scanned in from Georgia all the way across the country. And now it's in transit. So I called today and they're trying to find it. But it's just like, so my funds are on hold now for this one. So it's like, there's no consistency. The first one, my funds never got put on hold. I just had to refund the person once it got deemed lost. And this one, it's like the funds are on hold, but it's just annoying as fuck. So, cause it's frustrating. Cause then you don't want to list on their platform because you feel like you're being fucking punished for something you have no control over. even though you did your due diligence. So just kind of annoyed. So I've been selling on Marketplace a little bit more. Just, you know, keeping my options open. But I still have stuff that I want to sell on eBay. There's a few things that I need to get done. So I want to get a bunch of stuff pictured, because last time when we were on the plane, hold on a second. Oh, my kid's like howling or something. I don't know what she's doing. Sorry. So last time we took a plane ride, I got a bunch of stuff listed. And so I'm hoping to get a bunch of stuff pictured, ready to go. So that's why I've been working on Facebook Marketplace, trying to get the cash side going. And then I'm hoping to get the eBay stuff going so I can get some money while I'm, you know, out of town. So I'm hoping to get a bunch of shit listed the rest of the day. It's so nice outside right now, though. So as soon as we're done with this, I'm going to try and get these kids outside playing again. So they had fun outside earlier. Let me see. Let me go to my topics here and see. Yeah, so that was, I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah, so yeah, they have my money on hold. But then you can't even call them. That was the other part I wanted to bitch about. Like, you can't call, they don't want you calling them. Which, it makes no sense. It's like, I mean, I get it. But it's just horrible, horrible customer service. To get them to call you, you have to, like, lie about the reason. And then, it's a whole thing. It's such a pain in the ass. So it's not even worth it sometimes. But there, a lot of times it is, you know, you can get people that'll help you. But like last time I called and this lady was just like not trying to be helpful at all. And so I tried to have, I always use the word escalate. I'm like, hey, can you escalate me to a supervisor or a team leader or something? I just always use the talk that we would use when I worked at places. And I never curse, you know what I mean? Because I'm never that worked up about it. But, like, some people get so fucking angry. And as soon as you curse, they can hang up on you. Like, that's their green light to just be like, beep. So I feel like a lot of times they try to piss you off. Just so they can be like, oh, you said fuck. Like, you're done. But this lady transferred me and then hung up. And I know that's what she did. Fucking, I knew it. And so then, yeah, that pissed me off. So, anyway. So, yeah, now I'm just kind of, I've been working on other things, and I'm hoping that, I think I'm going to bring the podcast stuff to Vegas and try to get some stuff there, maybe do some stuff with the house. There's a bunch of us renting a house, so that should be fun. I'm excited for that. Should be a good fucking time. And then, yeah. So, I don't know why I just spaced out for a minute. Let's see. Do, 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 do. Oh, yeah. So, I've been waiting for. There's a lot of the thrift stores in my area. I don't know if this is a thing that they do everywhere, but they'll close for like a couple weeks to a month, whatever. And then they restock. The entire store basically gets like restocked. So I ended up missing the opening of. Oh, that's what's happening. Hold on a second. Oh, okay. So this monitor, we thought this monitor was fucked up and it kept cutting out. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with it? We still couldn't have figured it out, and I just literally figured it out on this podcast just now. So when you shut, it's one of those rooms that when you turn the light off, it shuts everything off. You know what I mean? So it'll shut like everything on that hole, which I don't know if that's safe or what. This house is fucked. There's a lot of shit that this house needs to be like. Yeah. It's a great area. That's the thing. The neighborhood is fucking awesome. It's a great area. But the house is just, man. We're like worried that the bathroom's going to cave in. We just don't know. You know what I mean? So, it's a fixer-upper for sure. No, it's really not that bad. It's a nice house, but we're just, you know, working on it. It's a lot of work. You don't realize that it's just like, oh, I'm going to be working on this for like the duration of my life. And you just kind of work on it when you have time. I had apartments before, and then I, you know, lived with my mom. And then we rented a house for a while. There was a house that we rented in California that was, my wife had lived there forever. The dusty ass backyard in the San Fernando Valley. So, living with roommates fucking sucks. If you live with roommates, it's like, you know, it's one of those things that's just, it's, if you have good roommates, it's, you know, it's not the worst. But it's like, hold on, sorry, I'm just putting something down here. So, yeah, it's one of those things that, like, if you have good roommates, it's, like, you all get along and shit. But even, like, if you get along with your roommates, you still, you know, like, I lived with this dude for a long time. It sounds so, I lived with this dude. But, no, it was, I lived in this house with a bunch of people. And then, like, I moved, me and this dude that became friends. And we moved into another place with his sister. So it was the three of us living in that house. And then we moved to like, and then me and him moved to another place. And then I moved out to move in with my girl. But like, you know, if you live with people for a while, like I've, you know, we got along and like we were able to live together. We were hot messes because we would like, you know, just get fucked up all the time and party. And like, you know, we worked together and shit. So we were with each other 24/7. And so, yeah. But even when you, like, get along with roommates, you know, you fucking have your moments where there was, like, times when he wouldn't be talking to me for, like, weeks. I'm not that type of person. It's like, I'm not going to not talk to you. You know what I mean? I'm just like, whatever. And just, a lot of times shit doesn't piss me off that much. But, yeah, but having roommates, it's the worst. Fucking sucks. So to be able to not have roommates now, and I mean, now I basically have roommates, you know what I mean? I've got my two kids and my wife, and it's like they are roommates in certain aspects, but like they're just like if your roommate just came into your room at the crack of dawn to wake you up, you know what I mean? It's like that's what they are. But I don't know. When you have good roommates, it's fun. You know what I mean? We had good roommates at sometimes. And then it's like a lot of times it'll be good for a while. And then it shit just kind of, something happens. You know what I mean? I remember we lived in this house. And this dude fucking, he would crank the AC. And we lived in the valley, you know what I mean? So the AC was just always cranking. And we would tell him like, hey, when that fucking bill comes, like, this is, that's a majority of that shit's going to be on you. Like you're cranky. He would crank the AC and then he would sit there in like a friggin' blanket and like, you know, bundled up and shit. And so it was like a whole thing where you just go be like, you know, he would crank, like literally crank it all the time. And so we had a whole thing, whole house argument and meeting about it. And like, it just, yeah. And then, like, from the duration of us living there, it was just, like, you know, he didn't talk to any of us. And we had all been friends and shit like that before. We'd do stuff together all the time. So, that's just, it's, you know, it's just better to, you know, it's better for younger people to live together. But once you get into your older stages, it's, you know, if shit went to hit the fan and I had to like move out and move in somewhere, I would rather go to like, I don't know, I'd rather like live on the street than live with roommates, I think, again. And not like live on the street, but like live like just like off the grid, and like in like a small park somewhere, you know what I mean? Just try to hide with like a ghillie suit or something in plain sight. Not too far off the grid, you know. Far enough off the grid that if I needed to get back on the grid, I could just, you know, mosey. But anyway. So, yeah. The yard sale, man. People. So, I had to wait for my mom was going to watch the kids for it because my wife had to work. And so I had put in the ad, like, no early birds. And normally I do early birds. I hate, you know, I don't have any problem with early birds. If you're there early and I'm set up enough, you know, fucking have at it. So this time I actually wasn't set up fully because I had my kids. My kids woke up at, like, 7. I had been up at since 5 getting everything set up. And so people were asking if they could come in. And I was like, this one guy was like, oh, you starting, you know, whatever. And I said, oh, normally I'd start early, but I was like, I got to wait for my babysitter to get here. You know, I got my kids inside. And so this dude's like, oh, is it cool if I start taking a look? I'm like, no, I just fucking said no. Like, because he just asked if he could start shopping. And then he was like, could I take a look? Like, that's the same thing. It's like taking a look. You know what I mean? So I made them wait. Like, whatever. I explained to them. I'm like, dude, it's, you know, my fucking kids. I'm not gonna, fuck, I see a mosquito banging at the door outside. It's the best because it's like, oh yeah, here comes the sun. But then here come the fucking mosquitoes and it's instant. It's like as soon as there's sun, there's no build up to like, oh, now it's mosquitoes. They just fucking appear. Them and ticks. We didn't find a single tick last year, which was nice. But I'm hoping that these fucking mosquitoes aren't a problem. It got so bad one year we couldn't even, as soon as we were outside of our house, they'd be fucking on us. We had to spray and I'm like, dude, we didn't want to spray, but it was like we couldn't even use our fucking house. It's crazy, fucking craziness. So anyway, but yeah, you can feel that the yard sales are coming. They're coming. I'm glad there's not a ton this week, so I don't feel like I'm missing out on a ton. But there's definitely a ton. Like, there was so many yard sales. I keep looking just. And it's hard because when you go somewhere where you don't really know the area, it's hard to really map things out. But yeah. I don't know if anybody's going to go with me. I'm probably going to have to go by myself, which I like doing better myself. But, you know, some people, like, it's hard to get up early, especially if you're partying in Vegas, but. Who knows? We're going to have the kids, so we can't really do a ton. You know what I mean? Jelly bean. So. Anyway. Yeah. So then got the yard sale set up. Let everybody in. Sorry, I kind of got sidetracked. That's what I was trying to talk about. Let everybody in. And it was like the usual people that come to my sales. But there's this one guy and he bought up all my sports cards, which was nice. He buys a ton of shit, so he just made a huge pile. And just, you know, I tried to make it fair this time and everybody was let everybody in at the same time. But I should have charged a little bit more. I could have made more money. I made like over $400 like real quick. So I probably could have made a little bit more, maybe squeezed an extra couple $100. But it's so hard to just, because like I have so much stuff and I'm like, I just want to move as much of it as possible. Because a lot of times when I do those cheaper prices, people then turn around and buy more shit, you know what I mean? So I feel like it's more productive to do that. I don't know. I would like to do more yard sales, but it's one, it's Saturdays, it's like I can't miss going to sales. It's too fun. Plus, then I wouldn't have anything to talk about on this podcast, you know what I mean? If I just wasn't going to yard sales and having yard sales. But I guess having yard sales, too. I could start doing the podcast, interviewing all the dumb fucks that come to my sale to buy my shit. So, yeah. I bought a box of Cocoa Pebbles the other day. Man, that was a mistake. I can't keep shit like that in the house. I just have no self-control when it comes to that stuff. Not even that bad, you know what I mean? I'll just have one, like, a bowl of cereal at the end of the day, like an idiot. And I need to just stop that shit. I don't eat a ton, you know what I mean? I'm not, like, somebody who eats all day. Like, I'm home all day with the kids, and I'm not, like, the TV doesn't go on. The TV goes on for the kids for a little bit while I'm making lunch for them. And then it goes on, like, when I'm working out at the end of the day right before we have dinner, and then that's it, you know what I mean? It's not, the TV's not on all day. I can remember in the 90s, it was a fucking TV was on all day at everyone's house, you know what I mean? And they're worried about kids on screens with their phones. It's like, your fucking TV was on, has been on since the 1990s, you know, like even before that, when like they just were always on. Anytime you went to somebody's house, the TV was fucking on. At any time of the day, they were watching something. So, but anyway, yeah, I'm not like somebody who snacks all day, but man, at the end of the day, when I'm sitting down watching TV, I'm like, I just want some sweet shit, you know what I mean? And it's like, you can't even do that without fucking staying a fat fuck. It's crazy as you get older. When you're younger, you can eat a bunch of shit and your weight goes up, down, up, down. But now, as you're older, you're just like, it just goes up, barely goes down. You gotta like do hella shit. I think my daughter fell asleep on her ottoman, which is pretty funny. I can't tell if she's asleep or not. I took all her sheets out. She had pink eye. Picked her up from school the other day. She got this big green fucking glob in her eye. I'm like, ugh. So, took her to the doctor the next day. Sure enough, it was pink eye. So, she's been taking this cream and shit, but I think she's fallen asleep on the ottoman. So, that's pretty funny. She says her bed. I don't know. She's not asleep. She always does the shit. She looks like she's asleep, and then she's not. So, anyway. So I saw this video online. So if you look it up, I think it's called Price Master. And it's like this fucking dude, and he's having a yard sale, and it's from like the 80s or the 90s. It's shot on home video. And it was a dude who was having a yard sale at his house, and he dressed up as this character, Price Master. And he just would have like these, it was really bizarre. I can't remember how he would do his negotiations, but it was like he would just basically be up on this stage dressed in this creepy ass outfit, and it was just, it's a very terrifying video to watch now, but I'm surprised it's not like made the rounds more in like the reselling videos. But I might start doing that, you know what I mean? Just get like a fucking Price Master outfit and start selling shit. Maybe that's how I can get more money. But yeah, it's a wild video. If you have a minute, it's one of those videos that's like, what the fuck is this? So it's interesting, for sure. It's definitely worth a watch. But yeah, he's wearing this creepy, creepy shit and just having a yard sale. Like, I don't know what I would do in that situation. You know what I mean? If I just walked up to a yard sale and there's a motherfucker named Price Master, I would have people rap battle me and shit. That's what I would do. I'd be like, you want a rap battle? But I actually need the money, so I can't really just rap battle people for shit. So yeah, I'm hoping that it's a good weekend of sales. I'm gonna probably do some thrift stores. Yeah, dude, my kid's asleep right now. Just passed out on her ottoman. The other kid's still asleep. Yeah. So it's sweet. I've got like 10 more minutes of this. She just fell asleep. So that means my other kid should be up any minute. That's what always happens. When one of them falls asleep that doesn't usually sleep, the other one wakes up. So we'll see. It's really nice out. I'm ready to get outside, though, so I'm not going to let them sleep for much longer. Although my kid just went to sleep. What time is it right now? Okay. So, yeah, it's not even been an hour yet. So, for my other kid is what I mean. Fuck, I keep touching my eye. I feel like I'm going to get pink eye. So, yeah, I as far as guests goes, like, that's that last episode where we were going through the CDs, it kind of was slow for me in the beginning. But I think it picked up towards the end, so I hope people fucking give it another chance. And, yeah, this is, you know, I'm going to keep doing episodes. I really want to record a few episodes this weekend. I think it'll be fun. So I might do those as bonus episodes, but I'm just going to release them obviously on the same thing. So eventually those type of episodes will go on a Patreon. Yeah, I do plan on doing a Patreon eventually. Eventually. It's not going to be for a while, but, you know, you got to set goals for yourself. You can't just be over here, you know, being like, I'm going to do a podcast for free for the rest of my life. It's just, yeah, you know, what are we doing here? So, yeah, that's nice out. I want to get some shit done outside. We started doing this thing. I know it's like you should keep your house clean at all times anyway, but a lot of times it's, you know, with kids, it's just like you are constantly cleaning. So you kind of do a half-assed job sometimes. But before we go on vacation now, we just clean the whole house, like make sure there's no fucking dishes in the dishwasher or the dish dryer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so when you get home, you're not like, you don't have to empty dishes. You don't have to do dishes. You don't have to fucking pick anything up. Like, the whole house is just clean, ready to go. So that way you just come home to, like, a clean house. And then you let the kids play for 5 minutes and the fucking house gets destroyed again. And so that's how it works. You just basically clean up and then they destroy it. And that's how it works for the here on end to the end of time. So yeah, I'm hoping that, I think I talked about the sale with the girl with the big boobs last week with, Jay, but yeah, that she did not have a sale and I wasn't going to look at her boobs, her tits, whatever. I don't know. It's more appropriate or not appropriate if the whole thing is inappropriate, but I wasn't going to look at those. I was hoping that she'd be there cause she had some good toys. It's just some Legos. So I was hoping there's going to be more of that. But yeah, that's just an update on that. So yeah, I don't know if there was like an opportunity. I saw a lot of people ask in various Facebook groups, but they were looking for those fucking eclipse glasses. So I don't know if anybody actually sold those. I don't know who would pay more than a fucking dollar or two. My mom always jumps on shit like that. Like, she had them weeks ago, so I don't have to worry about it. But I'm just like, who? You know, I could have cared less about seeing it. I feel like I've seen something like that before, but, you know, and then of course I fucking looked at it, so I probably fucked up my eyes even more. But, yeah, it was cool. But it was crazy the amount of people who were looking for them last minute. Like, I can't find them. Do you have them? Do you have them? So I'm sure people were paying ridiculous amounts of money. And it's all just FOMO. You just want to be able to, you know, either take pictures of it or say, like, hey, I fucking, you know, I did this, whatever, whatever. So it's, you know. And then I saw something. It's like, recycle your used glasses and send them to South America for the August 2024 eclipse. So apparently they get to see some shit in 2024 that we don't get to see. It's rude. But anyway. Yeah. Trying to think. I feel like I did some other reselling stuff that I'm forgetting about. So the store, I missed my... Did I talk about the fact that I missed the opening of the store? Yeah, the thrift store I go to then when they restock. So yeah, I missed that. I started to talk about it and I got sidetracked, I think. But I missed that day. I was supposed to be... I had like was all excited to go and had been looking forward to it. And we ended up going down to talk to my wife's family members about doing that estate sale and getting some stuff. So I got some stuff to sell. But, yeah, it was just, I think I probably did better going to the house. You know what I mean? It wasn't like I missed a ton of stuff. So we'll see. I don't know. Thrift stores, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. You got to kind of like wait. For a while, it didn't seem like a lot of people knew about the thrift stores that I was going to, but I don't know. I think more people have kind of either moved in or found out about them. And then we're starting to get in towards the time of year. I think like April, later in April, all the shoebies come. Because I live like kind of in like a vacation area. And so all the shoebies, I don't know if you ever watched Rocket Power back in the day, but the shoebies were people that didn't live there. And so they would come and, you know, you can tell when they're here, you know. There's just a lot more people. They drive like fucking idiots. They're from other places and other places. Like I meant like other places and usually from other places in New England, but you know, occasionally they're from other fucking countries too, but they just don't know how to drive. And I mean, it doesn't make it any easier the way that this place is set up. You know what I mean? Like the roads aren't set up for success. They kind of, you know, especially going towards Cape Cod. So yeah, all the fucking people are going to be here soon. But then like it kind of like where I live, it's kind of cut off ish. So I keep hitting this fucking thing by accident. So yeah, it's I should do okay. I'm hoping that there's more sales. I'm hoping that the weather just this even this weekend already was shitty. I know it's April showers, man, but come on. I'm hoping that this weather just and I'm hoping that it's so nice that people just it's just undeniable. They're like, you know what? I have to have a fucking yard sale and get rid of my shit. I can't. I have to do it. And I hope it's cheap. I hope it's good shit. I'm still looking at storage units and stuff, but we're going to be going out of town, so I can't really buy a storage unit and come back to a clean house. It's just not going to happen. So I'll probably start looking at them again over the weekend because it's just a quick trip to Vegas. So hopefully I win some money. Yeah, I'm a big gambler. I don't really know how to. So I always end up losing. I'll do slots, you know. But I'll watch some videos. How to be a big winner at the casino. I'm not smart enough to count cards. And not get caught. I would be like counting like 1, 2, 3, they're like, sir, I can see you counting cards, and they beat the shit out of me in the fucking basement somewhere. So, you know, I do not know what I was going to say. I was going to say something about Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Just about it existing as a movie. I don't know, maybe that I want to watch it before I go, but there's no time. No fucking time. As soon as this podcast is done in like 45 seconds, I'm going to get up, take a piss, do some listing, because I got to get some shit listed, and then I just need to start taking pictures. And then as soon as these kids get up, we're going outside for the rest of the day. But that's funny. I thought she was sleeping on a squishmallow, but I would have probably, there's a big ass squishmallow right next to where she fell asleep. So maybe she'll fall off that thing and fall onto the squishmallow. But I'm I'm guessing she shit her pants too. Who knows? Maybe. Anyway, all right, that's the podcast. Again, rate, review, subscribe, do all the shit. Tell your friends, and I'll talk to you next week.